Welcome to Falun Gong News, direct from China and around the world, from the Minghui website. This week's top stories include Falun Gong practitioners participate in Chicago Thanksgiving Parade, documentary about China's forced organ harvesting screened at UK Parliament, Łódź, Poland, spreading the message of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance, medical personnel in Denmark appalled by China's live organ harvesting, Hubei man recalls 44 days of abuse at the hands of CCP agents, and award-winning film director, Principles That Guide My Life and Source of Inspiration. Now for the stories. Falun Gong practitioners participate in Chicago Thanksgiving Parade. The 83rd McDonald's Thanksgiving Parade was held in Chicago on November 24, 2016. Falun Gong practitioners were invited to participate in the parade and have participated for over 10 consecutive years. The Falun Gong procession was placed in the 10th position of this year's parade. Their rich cultural performance earned warm applause from spectators. The Thanksgiving Parade is Chicago's biggest. It is estimated that 400,000 viewers watch the parade in person and 3.5 million watch the live television broadcast each year. The hosting organization selected about 100 groups from numerous applicants. The magnificent parade featured gigantic balloons, marching bands, cavalry, decorated floats, and colorful performing groups. Lucy Atkinson from Cincinnati, Ohio, viewed the parade in person. She said that the Falun Gong procession was inspiring, and that the float and dancing significantly enriched the parade. She was impressed most by the three words, truthfulness, compassion, forbearance, displayed in the procession. She indicated that the words appeared peaceful and unifying. In the audience were many Chinese viewers, including immigrant professionals, students, visitors, and tourists, who enjoyed watching the parade and seeing Falun Gong proudly displayed in the parade. Mr. Cao, who came to the United States less than 3 years ago, works in suburban Chicago. He said, "I saw the Thanksgiving parade last year for the first time. I was so impressed. I came again this year." Watching the Falun Gong procession passing by, he added, "They are kind-hearted people. The procession is graceful and rich in Chinese traditional culture. I had misunderstandings about Falun Gong when I was in China. I have changed my view now. Falun Gong was banned in China, but here it is quite different."
Documentary about China's forced organ harvesting screened at UK Parliament. The Conservative Party Human Rights Commission of the UK Parliament held a November 22nd screening of the documentary film Hard to Believe, a film that reveals the state-sanctioned organ harvesting from Falun Gong practitioners and other prisoners of conscience in China. Lawmakers, medical experts, and human rights activists attended the screening in the Parliament building. China expert Ethan Gutman, an author and journalist who has spent years investigating the Chinese regime's forced organ harvesting from prisoners of conscience, discussed updated investigation results after the screening. He underscored the characteristics of this huge crime, namely that it is of a massive scale, estate-sanctioned, and amounts to killing to order. He reminded the attendees that the Communist Party has not stopped denying the crime or deceiving the international community. He called for action to stop this worldwide issue. Dr. Adnan Sharif, a kidney transplant surgeon and a consultant for Doctors Against Forced Organ Harvesting, expressed his concern about the future of the Chinese medical workers who have been involved in the organ harvesting. Anwar Todi, who is Uyghur and was formerly a physician in China, is one of the witnesses interviewed in the documentary. He talked about his motivation for coming to the screening. "I want to express my support for exposing the organ harvesting crimes. Also, I want to encourage more witnesses to stand up and speak the truth. If you let the truth die in your heart, this disaster will not end." Cedric, a researcher into China affairs, has worked in China for 7 years. He knew well about the forced organ harvesting in China. "It is hard to believe," he said, "but this is a killing machine, a fascist machine. People didn't want to believe it when the Nazis' crimes were exposed." Deeply concerned about the atrocity, Cedric believes that the screening is important, for it urges people to take action to stop forced organ harvesting. He feels that the documentary makes the crime no longer abstract, but lets you feel that it is something that is truly happening. He hopes that more people will pay attention to the organ harvesting issue and that the British government will take more effective action to exert pressure on the Chinese Communist Party to end the practice. The Conservative Party Human Rights Commission published a report on the issue last month. The screening is a follow-up aiming to raise public awareness of what is taking place in China.
Łódź, Poland, spreading the message of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance. Practitioners went to a major shopping mall known as the Manufaktura in Łódź, Poland on November 20th to talk to people about Falun Dafa and the ongoing suppression in China. Łódź is the third largest city in Poland. 10 years ago, an old factory building was turned into the Manufaktura, a 67-acre art center, shopping mall, and leisure complex. A group of Falun Gong practitioners went there with posters and pamphlets written in Polish, English, Chinese, and other languages, well prepared to talk to tourists and local residents alike about how people in China are mistreated for their belief in Falun Dafa. One woman who works for a doctors' association was surprised to hear about the suppression in China. She said, "It is too bad the persecution has lasted such a long time and is so severe. Everyone needs to know about this forced organ harvesting." After signing a petition calling to stop the brutalities, she took a copy of every material practitioners had on hand and left her email address, saying, "I will tell doctors about this. If you have additional materials about the persecution or health benefits of this meditation, please also send them to my mailbox." Another passerby said he has been meditating for a long time. He was glad to hear about Falun Dafa and said he opposes the persecution in China. The man, who has a strong interest in Chinese culture, was happy to learn that Falun Dafa improves both physical and mental health. He bought a copy of the book, Juan Falun, and said he would join the group exercises sometime soon. After hearing about the atrocities in China, one passerby said, "The Chinese Communist regime is wrong to persecute innocent Falun Dafa practitioners because of their beliefs." He said, "By suppressing Falun Dafa and the principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance, the party is undermining the foundation of mankind and brings uncertainty to China's future." Practitioners also demonstrated the Falun Gong exercises. Many passersby stopped to ask questions, take materials, and learn the exercises.
Medical personnel in Denmark appalled by China's live organ harvesting. The annual Medical Days Expo was held in Bella Center, Copenhagen, on November 14th through 18th. Sponsored by medical organizations and the Danish College of General Practitioners, an estimated 5,000 people attended this year. Medical personnel, medical equipment companies, government organizations, and finance agencies participated in the event. Doctors Against Forced Organ Harvesting had a booth at the event to raise awareness about the Chinese Communist Party's state-sanctioned organ harvesting from imprisoned Falun Gong practitioners. Many attendees signed a petition opposing the persecution. Many doctors stopped to learn more at the Doctors Against Forced Organ Harvesting booth. Many said it was inconceivable that such an atrocity could happen in this day and age. Many people came to the Doctors Against Forced Organ Harvesting booth on the third and fourth day, having heard about it from their colleagues. An anesthesiologist was horrified to learn that anesthetics were not used in many cases of live organ harvesting. She wished to help stop the atrocity and asked, what could she do? A volunteer asked her to sign the petition and inform her friends and relatives. One doctor said after signing the petition that he had been following the issue for a while, having first heard of it at Medical Days 2013. He later attended a seminar in Denmark by David Mattis, author of the investigation reports on organ harvesting, and kept up with news reports on the subject. Among the visitors was a Chinese doctor who worked in Denmark. She said she knew about human rights violations in China, but was not aware of the severity. She said, "You are doing something important for the Chinese people. I support you."
Hubei man recalls 44 days of abuse at the hands of CCP agents. When released after 44 days of detention for refusing to renounce Falun Gong, Mr. Li Chengwu, a Chiang County resident, had two broken ribs and a swollen face. Mr. Li was also emaciated and appeared to be disoriented. He didn't fully regain his memory until about 2 weeks after being released. Only then did his family learn what he went through during his detention. Mr. Li, originally from Heilongjiang Province, credits Falun Gong for restoring his health and helping him become sober. He has never shied away from telling people about the brutal persecution of Falun Gong in China. This simple act, however, landed him in police custody on multiple occasions. Mr. Li's most recent arrest was on August 29, 2016, for telling people about Falun Gong. When he refused to disclose his home address during an interrogation, the officer slammed his head against a metal pole. He was eventually transferred to Qing County Detention Center, where guards ordered inmates to punch and kick him. Before long, two of his ribs were broken, but the beatings did not stop. Mr. Li called out, "Falun Dafa is good," one day in September, and was beaten in a place with no surveillance cameras. A detention center director ordered the punishment. The beatings continued in the days that followed, and Mr. Li's health quickly deteriorated. One inmate later commented that he was so thin that he looked like a ghost. Mr. Li went on a hunger strike on October 4, 2016, to protest his arbitrary detention, and the guards placed him in solitary confinement on October 11th. They ordered a convicted murderer to beat him in an attempt to make him stop his hunger strike, and they later decided to force-feed Mr. Li, who almost stopped breathing at one point during the force-feeding torture. For the next 12-plus hours, guards gave him IV drips containing unknown drugs, stuffed his mouth with dirty socks, and burned his hands with a cigarette lighter. Mr. Li appeared despondent, and his vision was blurred by the time the guards stopped the IV drips on October 12th. He was released hours later to his family, who had come to the detention center earlier that day to seek his release upon learning of his hunger strike.
Award-winning film director, Principles That Guide My Life and Source of Inspiration. Derek Wu is a successful film director. His TV animation series, Heavenly Kid, won 21 international awards. In October 2016, his documentary, The Far Boat, won the award of merit at Indie Fest in Los Angeles. Despite his success, Mr. Wu's career path was not always so smooth. In a recent interview, the 50-year-old film director shared his personal story. After a successful career in Taipei, Derek returned to his hometown to take care of his parents. He eventually found work as a manager for a wedding planning company, but soon after he started, the company went bankrupt. His boss fled with all the cash, including Derek's investment, leaving Derek to face all the debt and angry shareholder lawsuits. This most difficult time in his life was also a period of transition. In 2007, Derek ran into an old friend who had studied with him in the U.S. The friend recommended that he learn Falun Dafa, saying, "Hardship is not necessarily a bad thing. Why not read the book Duan Falun? Maybe it will help you to understand your purpose in life." Derek started reading. The principles of Falun Dafa answered all of his questions about life. "There was a voice shouting in my heart," recalled Derek. "I want to cultivate myself. I want to cultivate myself." The teachings of Falun Dafa changed Derek's mindset. 1 week after he started the practice, Derek no longer worried about the lawsuits. Whenever he was called to court, he just calmly explained the facts. Soon the court decided that he was not guilty of fraud. In 2009, Derek joined New Tang Dynasty Television, a television station founded by Falun Dafa practitioners, as a film director. He produced a 3D child animation series called Heavenly Kid, an educational program that conveyed traditional Chinese values with lively stories. It took a total of 6 years to complete the project because of Derek's high standards. After Heavenly Kid was released by NTD TV in 2015, it immediately caught worldwide attention. Within 2 years, Heavenly Kid was nominated for 25 international film festivals and won 21 awards, including Best Animation by the Hollywood Film Festival. That was only one of Derek's award-winning films. He spent 3 years on a documentary, The Far Boat, that chronicled how Falun Dafa practitioners made a float for parades. During the 2016 Indie Fest, Derek's The Far Boat was nominated as the Best Foreign Documentary and won a total of 4 international awards. To Derek, nothing is more glorious than being a practitioner of Falun Dafa.
Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio Podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.